This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And really, seriously, be part of the conversation. Get involved, get engaged, learn, you know, what the issues are. So when you speak to people, when you're out there talking to the lunatics on both sides, but the lunatics, you actually have something to add to the conversation. I mean, real information. Because I hate when I hear somebody on the right speaking about an issue that they have no clue about. No information, no clue, nothing like that. It's just amazing. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, as I say, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and all of that. If you head up to the website, you can give me your email address. I send out an email a week when I press the proper buttons. And, we send out an email a week. I let you know who's coming on the show. I give you names of our sponsors. You know, even if you can't really take advantage of the sponsor right now in your life, call them. Let them know how much you appreciate them supporting the show. I'm not joking, I'm serious. Let them know you appreciate them being there for us. It makes all the difference. It really does. And, you know, saying, hey, look, right now I have no need for your services, but I'm going to write it down because you're supporting things that I support. We're on the same page, and I want to support you too. And that goes, find out who the conservatives are in your area, who own businesses, who do you want to support? Keep the money in the family, so to speak. You let people know you care. You let people know you appreciate what they're doing. You know, it doesn't get any nuttier than this. At Marquette University, a student group is imploring white folks to stop calling the police. Yeah, what do I? Suggesting instead that students take matters into their own hands when they feel threatened. Well, you can't have a gun. You won't be able to have a knife soon. I mean, seriously, exactly what do you want them to do? Oh, please stop. I know you broke in here with the intention of hurting me and taking my stuff, but you don't need to hurt me. I'll just give you my stuff. You just go away, and I'll make believe like I never saw you. Really, what are they looking for you to do? Now, in a post on his Facebook page addressed specifically to white folks, Marquee Empowerment offers some handy steps to follow if you feel the urge to call the police, attaching a poster listing five alternatives to calling the police. Oh, God. And I'm so afraid. I don't even want to look at a stupid thing. Come on, you have to be afraid, right? When you think about it, the poster outlines the steps to ask yourself before calling the police, posing a series of questions to ask oneself before involving law enforcement in a given situation, starting with, is this merely an inconvenience to me? Really? So somebody breaking into your apartment Is that it? Well, yeah, woke me up in the middle of the night. I suppose that's an inconvenience. If I go back to bed, they'll leave me alone and go ahead and steal what they want. Maybe they won't hurt me. What if we raised people? Oh, God. If the answer is no, I need to respond. The flyer instructs individuals to consider whether they can handle this on my own, perhaps by trying to talk out the matter. These people have never been in the city. You know what needs to happen? Victims of violent crimes need to be flown into these things. Victims of violent crimes need to be brought into these colleges to speak about what happens during these incidents. How do you reason with the criminal breaking into your house to take something, breaking into your dorm to take something, tying, maybe even trying to rape you, because I'm sure that's not an inconvenience at that point. But you're going to talk, is this really something you want to do? I mean, this is going to ruin the rest of your life. You're going to have to take this moment with you forever. This will haunt you to the day you die. No, old lady, give me your watch. If talking things out isn't a feasible option, it says, one should first consider whether there is a friend, neighbor, or someone else who could be called for help. In the event that professional assistance is required, it suggests pursuing mediation to talk through what's happening, or calling an emergency response hotline. Does it? Oh my God. This sounds like something you'd hear. This sounds like something that you would hear on a really bad drug trip, don't you think? Like an LSD trip, like you have an out-of-body experience. And you're being assaulted, or somebody's breaking into your house and stealing your stuff, and you're having this conversation with yourself, really. Only after all those options have been exhausted, the guide says, should one contact the police? And even then, it exhorts students to make sure that they understand how involving the police could impact me and the other person. How about this? It would save me and send them to jail. I'm okay with that. The bottom of the poster contains a link to a resource guide put out by an organization called Showing Up for Racial Justice. Ah, there it is. And there's the key. Showing up for racial. In other words, it's a racial thing, right? So calling the police, maybe it's okay to call the police if the person's white, not so much if the person's black. What do you think? I'm just asking. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements installments for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you. You know, during the break, I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being involved in the conversation. You know, during the break, I started reading some of the news reports coming across the screen about how the Inspector General and others in the FBI, and what have you, they will not release the documentation. They've redacted a lot of the information coming out of those reports. And I was thinking, so does the FBI or the DOJ have the final authority to tell their boss what they want or not want to divulge? You know, because Congress is the final authority for them. They are below Congress, yet they treat Congress like they're the dictators, and Congress only has a right to have what they want them to have. I find that amazing. But that's just me. What do I know? Back to our story supplied by Campus Reform. Great guys. Great group of people. Student group on campus tells, white folks, stop calling the police. What's wrong with you people? We deserve what we take from you. Marquee Empowerment bills itself as the school's only, ready for this, this, you don't even have to read the rest of the article. Right? The Marquee Empowerment bills itself as the school's only intersectional feminist organization for women. Right? Goes on to say, it's the only group for women, men, non-binary folks, who strive to combat injustices concerning all people. It doesn't matter whether you're a man, a woman, you're an intersectional feminist, a non-binary person, what else can I throw in there? A misogynist, a transphobic, a trans person, a heterosexual, a homosexual. Doesn't matter who you are, what you are. If a crime's being committed against you, you deserve to have the cops to come in and stop you. Why do we get to put people in silos and say, if this one's being accosted, then you get to call the police. If this one is being accosted, you don't. That's wrong. It is just flat out wrong. So the bill itself at the school's only intersectional feminist organization for women, men, non-binary folks who strive to combat injustices concerning all people. It explained that it focuses on issues such as, you're ready for this? Because these are issues that are so bad that if you're accosting or assaulting or being nasty to one of these people, it's okay. It focuses on issues such as misogyny, transphobia, heterosexism, slut-shaming, victim-blaming, cis-sexism, classism, homophobia, xenophobia, Islamophobia, ableism, racism, and all other forms of bigotry. Pretty much, if you're not a non-binary, then you're all those other things. Think about what they're saying. If you don't fall into this group, then you fall into this group. The group has also expressed pro-abortion sympathy, such as in January's tweet declaring that abortion is health care. For who? It ain't for the baby. Lit is normal and okay to have an abortion. You can talk about it publicly if you want to. The post ad saying, we support you. We stand with you. Neither Marquee Empowerment nor the university spokesperson immediately responded to Campus Reform for comments. Can we go back on this for a second? So think about this. Anybody, and I was thinking about this in the car driving around today, listening to the news, because that's so exciting. It's like as a, what am I called, cisgen, right? Is that what I'd be? You don't know. I don't know either.
Yeah, cis male.
Okay. As a male who subscribes to the parts and pieces he had when he was born, if I don't like something or agree with something, that makes me either a hater or phobic of it. Isn't that amazing? If I take any kind of form of control of a situation and there's females in the room, if you can still call them females, that's some kind of form of misogyny. If I say, I don't get this whole trans thing, transgender, I just can't wrap my mind around it, I'm transphobic. If I say I agree with, and here's the funny thing, these are all labels, right? Would you agree these are labels? The left says that they don't do labels. These are all labels. Guess who put them out there? If I say I believe that relationships marriages, right, man and woman. That's heterosexism. If I say anything negative about women who are walking around the streets, you know, half naked or dressed a certain way, because you know, now in society we've evolved to the point where we now have what they call slut walks, right? Across the country. You think I'm joking? Google them. And if I say anything about those slut walks, then I'm slut-shaming. That makes me a bad person, too. Now, you can shame white people, young white people, all you want to. This is why I say they're hypocrites, and they hold absolutely no water. They can shame young white people all they want to. They can shame if you're not any one of these other things that they had subscribed to. Then you're the hater. Right? They had classes. We showed you video. We talked about it. They had classes where white kids were pretty much curled up into a ball in a corner and crying because they felt so bad about who they were. And they had done absolutely nothing to that group that was bullying them. Victim blaming. You know, I was the first one of the first commentators to start talking about the Me Too movement. And one of the comments I made sent one of the locals out of his mind when I said, look, if you've been sexually assaulted and you're afraid to say anything because you won't lose your career and you keep going back and getting assaulted more and more and more and more and more and not leave and report, at some point in time, are you not also part of the issue, part of the problem? That's not victim blaming. That's called asking a question. Okay? I mean, classism, homophobia, we go through every one of these things. These are all labels they put on us, and they mean absolutely nothing at this point. These people have ruined the English language to the point it means nothing. Anyway, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. A lot more of this college campus fooleries when we come back from the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump signed an executive order to prevent migrant children from being separated from their parents at the southern border. But that doesn't mean the kids in cages now will be reunited with their family. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
The idea of tearing little children from the arms of their parents putting them into detention cages, and then making a big deal about an executive order which may do absolutely nothing for these 2,300 children is literally beyond belief.
In Duluth, Minnesota, President Trump spoke to his base about border security.
So the Democrats want open borders. Let everybody come in. We don't care. Let them come in from the Middle East. Let them come in from all over the place. We're not going to let it happen.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
Please answer the question.
We are back. I won't have you either if you don't tune in. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. A lot of crazy, crazy, crazy stories in the news. You know, everybody's focusing. You know, there are other things going on in the world. And everybody is focusing on what's going on, you know, at the border. And now the Dems. Remember I told you it won't matter what he does? It will never matter what President Trump does. So he signs the executive order. Schumer's pushing him to sign the order. Now that he signs the order, the Dems are still mad at him. Right? They want to make it more permanent. No! No, no. Congress needs to get off their butts and create a law. They need to deal with this. They need to not go on vacation. I don't care if it's an election year. Fix this. Grow a spine, make the changes need to be made, or no changes made, or rewrite the law, fight for it to go through, and end this craziness. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the, well, not for much longer, student group that wants, especially white folks, to stop calling police. They want you to try to reason the person out of hurting you, harming you, or taking your stuff. I get it, don't you? You know, the other thing I love is, in light of, you know, California loves to tout, what is it, they're the fifth largest economy in the world, which I told you doesn't mean anything. I mean, really, when you think about it, what does it really mean? Your budget's bigger, your expenses, all this other stuff. We have bills we don't even know about in California. We have debt that's owed that people can't wrap their minds around. Now, I've done stories on it. I can keep, you know, I can speak to it. We can't pay the pensions of the people we owe money to. And I've had people say, so what do you say, we shouldn't pay them? No, no. I never said we shouldn't. If we promised to pay you, we should pay you. I don't know how we're going to do it. I don't know how you took the money or took the promise. You had to have, somebody had to have an inkling that they couldn't sustain this. This wasn't going to work. Some people said, well, it's the government and we don't care. I get that. But guess what? You're screwed. No, really, I mean it. I don't know how much longer you think they can keep this up, because they can't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. So, I said that about California for a reason, because I want, you know, companies are leaving this state. We're not getting more, we're getting less. We have an exodus going on here. And they don't want to hear about it, and they won't talk about it, they're not interested. And I would say, Utah, you're welcome. But I don't know for sure you're benefiting from this. Because some people from California aren't that swift. But a manufacturing company is leaving San Luis Obispo for California for Utah. And it's citing city costs over it, but you know, state costs, state regulations overall are what's driving some of these companies out. San Luis Obispo is a very nice place to live. It's a nice place to work. Now, a photographer, equipment, and manufacturing company opened its doors more than 20 years ago and called San Luis Obispo home. Owner and CEO Joe Johnson says rising costs for both the company and its employees have forced him to leave. Next week, the really right stuff will move to Utah. The company specializes in camera heads and tripods, also breaking into the gun industry by manufacturing tripods for long-range rifles. In a blog post on the website, Really Right Stuff says, it'll move into a building that is 2.5 times bigger. It will enable growth, right? It'll allow them to better serve their customers. They can hire more employees. Right? But California says, we're the place to stay. We're the place to be. They say continually rising costs in California make it tough for a small business to compete, and they're right. Right? And when you talk about the global economy, you've got to be able to, this is what I throw at my capitalist friends. You get mad when I say that we should have some kind of regulation, something, when we're competing companies out of this country. And the reason I say that is, look, you get parts that are manufactured and made, put together, whatever, in Mexico, and parts that are manufactured, made, and put together here, they're not fighting the same things we are. Of course their stuff is cheaper. Here we're paying union dues, we're paying fees, AQMD, which is the state equivalent to the EPA. All kinds of dollars we spend it to send, plus the tariffs of the state that it's going into, or the country it's going into. Continually rising costs in California make it tough for small business to compete in the global economy, Johnson said. We love San Luis Obispo, but our employees can't afford to buy a home. They can't afford to live in California. The business-friendly environment, low cost of living in Utah made a clear choice for us to best serve our customers and our employees. The majority of employees are actually coming with them. They're helping them to a degree. They don't have to. That nasty, nasty company, right? Big corporations, nasty people. He appealed to the state for its plans to expand with the help of the Cal Competes income tax credit, and they were denied by the state. Hey, listen, all you got to do is apply for a waiver, and we'll see what we can do. No. You want to have businesses to give jobs to your constituents? Don't drive them away with higher taxes. Don't burden us with more regulations, he said, and consider all aspects of your decision. Look, if you're a trucking company in California right now, you know, a delivery/trucking company, I want you to think about this. Right? You've got more and more and more. That doesn't sound right, but you've got more taxes on gas, more regulations coming up, more things going on to drive you out of the state. Why should you stay? No, I mean that sincerely. Why should you stay? So right after they nail you with the gas tax, because they're going to fix the roadways. Now, this is like the third or fourth time they've hit us with this. They redirect the money. They don't fix the roadways, and we get stuck footing the bill. Really crazy. Right? And then, on top of that, you've heard me say this a million times, they're talking about taxing now your mileage. So now they're going to track your mileage as well. How do you feel about that? I'm just saying. How do you? I mean, if you're living in California, you're a trucking company, or you're just trying to get to work. Maybe you have a long drive to work. What are you going to do? How are you going to fix it? You got to replace, you know, in California, if any statewide seats go to a Republican, I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket. Really, I'm just going to buy a lottery ticket. Because the Dems are in total control. How they keep blaming Republicans is beyond me. Republicans cannot stop. They can't stop the Democrats from doing what they want to do to the state of California. It's impossible. Do you understand that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, oh God. 556, you know, some of the stuff you send me, sometimes a picture pops up in my face I don't need to see. West Virginia Supreme Court Justice, we got to talk about this on the other side of the break. He faces almost 400 years behind bars in a federal fraud case. I mean, again, that's why sometimes, now most justices, most judges, they're upright, they're forthright, they're good guys, good people. Some, obviously not so much. West Virginia Supreme Court faces up to 395 years in prison and $5.5 million in fines after being hit with a 22-count indictment, and I'm not telling you why or what for until you come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back.
Hopefully nobody saw that.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. Be involved. Be engaged. You know, get engaged. Get involved. Whatever. Whatever you want to say, however you want to say, it's fine by me. And I do appreciate it. Look, guys, most of the time I don't... I don't tell you enough how much I appreciate the time you spend with me and putting up with the garbage. We've had a few little technical glitches. Not a big deal. I mean, some of you might consider it a big deal, but I don't. It is what it is, and we work through it. But I do appreciate it. I would love for you to send me some emails. Send me an email to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Love to know... Now, don't send me goofy stuff. I mean, well, I guess you can if it makes you feel good. Somebody sent me wanted me to do a name change for the show. Cleaning Up the Mess with Joe Messina. Get it? Mess Messina? Yeah. Keep your day job. I won't mention your name, but keep your day job. Anyway, I do appreciate the time you guys spent. Send me an email. Tell me some of the subjects, maybe an author that you'd like to have on. Please do not send me any of the health. I don't do any of the health stuff. Look at me. I don't do any of the health stuff. If it's really crazy, wacky, I think we probably do it again. We did a story about the pink slime. You know about the pink slime, how they make your hamburgers and other things? Chicken patties at some of the fast food joints. Yeah, it's a pink, slimy kind of, I don't even know what you call it, because it's not food. It's a food substitute. And so we do stories like that, but I'm not going to do stories about, you know, how the government's trying to poison you with plastic water bottles. Some of the stuff you got to figure out your own, you know? The fact that they put addictive substances in your cigarettes. Okay, you should have been able to figure that one out on your own, too. I want the crazy stuff. I want you to tell me about the really, you know, again, like the bill where, you know, liberal academics were blasting a bill that was intended to fight anti-Semitism. Why would you do that? I mean, what kind of sense does that make, and on what planet? Anyhow, you got a West Virginia judge who's facing almost 400 years in prison. Good for him. He's almost 50 years old. And he's got 22 counts of numerous charges of fraud and corruption. Alan, looks like it's Lowry. He's a justice at the West Virginia Supreme Court of Appeals. He was charged by a federal grand jury on Wednesday with fraud, false statements, and witness tampering. Federal grand jury has charged the justice on the state's highest court with numerous and serious federal crimes. That's according to United States Attorney Mike Stewart. On this day, West Virginia Day, the people of our great state deserve better. They've worked too hard, too long to tolerate misconduct from a bonehead like this. Now listen, I'm one of those guys that says you don't taint the whole bench because it's one guy. But if there's anybody on that bench that even thought this guy was doing this, they should have spoke up and nailed him. Because with everything going on with the DOJ, the FBI, what have you, and you're sitting back here and you're listening to what's going on, right? And you say to yourself, wow, it's almost like you can't win with the government. Even the Justice Department of the government, the one set up to save us, to keep us safe, to make sure that justice is applied to all evenly, we're screwed. So how do I know I have a fighting chance? Among the offenses, Lowry's accused of using a government vehicle, credit card, or personal trips, unlawfully converting to his own use historically significant piece of furniture, a desk that belonged to a famed architect. He's also been charged with attempting to corrupt, obstruct, and influence testimony for people who are testifying against him. Now, he was arrested by FBI agents and taken to a federal courthouse. Now, again, you know, your first, well, some people would say, well, how do we know this is not retribution for something he did, said, or information he turned over? Right? And we've seen what happened to other people who've been accused of public corruption, and you find out it was a sham. Now, I don't know this guy. I'm not defending him, and I'm surely not going to convict him. I don't know. But I love the comment made, you know, we want the people we serve to know the FBI will hold these accountable who betray the public's trust. I hope that's true. I really hope that that's true. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate it. Now, it's funny, I wish I could find it. I got some, I won't say some insight, because that sounds like, ooh, I got somebody on the inside. Because I don't. Kind of do, but I don't. And, you know, I was going off on the FBI, and I have somebody very close to me that actually works for the FBI. And he knows my heart. He knows where I was coming from. And I just get so frustrated because the guys you're supposed to trust, the guys that you want to make sure that you're going to get a fair shake from, you want them to be on the up and up, right? And we were talking about the FBI, and he said, look, all the agents are good. It's the blankety-blank supervisors. You know, and from that point up is where the fraud, where the bad starts to happen, because they act at the orders of the people above them. He goes on to say, we've been arresting parents, this is straight from somebody in the FBI, We've been arresting parents for years, and kids that are with them go to social services. Now, this whole thing is a real joke at the border, he says. Only because all of a sudden people are outraged at something that's been going on forever and ever and ever. And to a degree, he's right. I mean, if you think about this, and some of these kids I started reading, they're only detained 3 to 5 hours. Some of them are detained a couple of days. Some of them are detained until they find a real relation, a real relative of the child. You know what I'm saying? And I'll even go further. Some of you I know will agree with me. You've got a group of hateful Democrats on one side that are coming against Trump, and you've got another group of spineless Republicans who can't stick up for anything. They won't fight for anything. They won't stick up for anything. Pretty useless. I'm not joking. I'm serious. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really appreciate the information that you send me, the work that you do with me, the stories that you send me. Like I said, don't send me the Agenda 21 stories. I'm just not there with you. Sorry. Food stamps. Come on. Enrollment falls to an 8-year low. Because Donald Trump, El Presidente, has decided to clamp down on fraud. And as the economy improves, it really is both. It's not one or the other. Now, overall enrollment in the country's food stamp program has dropped to its lowest level in more than 8 years. According to the latest statistics from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which administers the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or some of you know it as SNAP, the program dropped in March to, oh God, this is still an amazing number in this country, to 40 million people, a little over 40 million. And the last time food stamp participation dipped that low was in February 2010, when it was also about 40 million. As the economy continues to improve, participation in the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program is declining. USDA official who asked for anonymity told the local news source that SNAP was established as a temporary supplement. You don't move on. Not a permanent way of life. The USDA official also noted that much like the jobless numbers, the numbers of enrollees and SNAP tends to fluctuate month by month, but the official added that the agency expects about 8.5 million to leave the program in the next 10 years. SNAP, which was formerly known as the food stamp program, right, that we all saw, it's federal grocery assistance, that kind of thing, people out of work, low-income people, right? Now, individuals must make 130% or less of the federal poverty level based on the household size. I love that. Somebody took a picture of the card. Thank God they covered it. The program is meant to help people buy nutritional items. Well, they're supposed to be buying like breads and vegetables, dairy products, meats, food that you can eat and ingest. Right? No alcohol, no tobacco, no household supplies, no paper products. It's amazing, though, to see still the fraud that's going on, but he's clamping down on it. Right? I mean, Trump has come in and said, no more of this stuff. We need to figure out a way to slow it down or stop it. So it's a portion of this is fraud, and a portion of this is the economy. If I was a 1,000% Trumpite, I'd be saying, oh, my God, you know, look at what he's done. He's brought, you know, no. And if I was 1,000% on the left, I'd be going, this has nothing to do with him. It has everything to do with the policies Obama put in place. Have a great rest of the day. Thanks for spending your time with me today. I appreciate your time with me. Have a great rest of the day. God bless. Be careful.